Welcome to the Taproxy Method, creating confident learners. The Taproxy Method uses a unique combination of breath work, brain body work, gratitude, and a clay-based program to affect the neuroplasticity of the brain in students. To help strengthen their mind-body connection, help them develop a growth mindset, and most importantly, trust and confidence in themselves. Make sure to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any episodes. One way to support the Creating Confident Learners podcast is to leave a 5-star review and written review anywhere you listen to it. Thanks so much, and let's get started. You know, I talk a lot about gratitude and breath work and smoothing out the processing systems of the left and right hemispheres with balance work and tracking work to help kids really process information optimally as the foundation work to schoolwork or academic work. Be sure to sign up for the Foundation course. This course is here to support you, both parents and educators. It teaches the exact foundational tools I have used with students to increase focus, ease anxiety, and help raise confidence and self-esteem so that they can succeed in all areas of their lives, including academics. It's made into bite-sized digestible pieces to help you apply these tools right away. You know, I talk a lot about gratitude and breath work and smoothing out the processing systems of the left and right hemispheres with balance work and tracking work to help kids really process information optimally as the foundation work to schoolwork or academic work. And all those things are all important. They actually breed more competence because they allow the brain to retain more information. When kids, people, adults are in fight or flight, the nervous system is activated and the frontal cortex literally shuts down. The thinking brain shuts down, which doesn't allow for, you know, critical thinking, retention of academic material. And so by helping kids get into the parasympathetic nervous system, oxygenating the brain, doing the cross midline work and balance, this all helps that. But I will say true confidence does come from competence and academic competence in this regard. Kids need to be reading text at grade level. They need to have the proper spelling, reading, critical thinking skills, math and number sense, mental math, number sense within the range that is at grade level to succeed. And of course, being competent will breed and create confidence. And we do this by explicitly teaching. Direct teaching to their gaps in knowledge, scaffolding harder texts until they can perform them on their own and they can do them and read them on their own at grade level. And, you know, we take the next logical step and create a container so they can start to do these things on their own. We help kids see that they can do things and that breeds confidence and that they can do things that they previously didn't understand. And we start to get those banks of successes that I talk a lot about to draw from. Oh, I didn't know how to do this one thing once, but now I do. This new concept that I don't know how to do right now, I will, just like the old one, be able to do it as well. So when they have banks of successes, they can draw from them and use that process of getting from point A to point B through being consistent, spending enough time on the content material to be competent, to fully understand it. And also for those kids that struggle, we give them the visual-based tools that help them with reading, writing, spelling. We hold them accountable. We say, hey, I see you. I know you can do this thing that you think you can't do or don't get right now. I will support you through the challenge. But ultimately, your learning, your effort, your work, your understanding for these kids, right? They have to learn it. They have to put in the effort. They have to understand it. They have to learn it. They have to put in the work. They have to put in the effort. It has to come from them. And we have to be sometimes explicit with kids. You know, mom can't go into your brain. Your teacher can't go into your brain. I can't go into your brain and do the brain work for you. You have to put in some effort to learn the new things. And again, some kids learn a new concept in 5 minutes, and other kids take hours and repetition and practice to get that exact same concept. We need to meet kids where they're at, but we also have to move in this upward trajectory. School moves in an upward trajectory. And its content deepens with every year, kinder to first, first to second, second to third, upper elementary, into middle school, into high school, into college. They need to be progressing as well from year to year to year, right? That's what growth is. That's what academic growth is. And this progression is seen naturally through the school years and through the curriculum, but sometimes kids get lost within that system. And then I'm finding oftentimes kids who are pulled out into homeschool, because that's a big thing here on Maui, or pulled out and change schools often, they get lost. And I just recently had a homeschool support inquiry where their child wants to go to one of the prep schools here on island. And this school happens to, you know, read things like The Giver and The Boy in the Striped Pajamas at seventh grade. But from my initial meeting, it looks like he's still just reading comics. He's actually been out of school for a moment. And if this is the majority of his type of school type reading, I'm going to tell you, from comics to, you know, deep novel, seventh, eighth grade, that's a big jump to go through. I have no problems with comics for fun, but I do have problems with comics for the sole purpose of reading and reading homework and developing reading skills and, you know, content skills. When we read history, when we read deep novels, there's a whole bunch of syntax and grammar, diction and vocabulary, sentence structures that a child is being exposed to just by reading deeper level texts, where they have to think and make connections and predict and infer what's going on, where it's not just told to them, right? If you think of an early elementary school level text and then a mid elementary and then an upper elementary level text and then a middle school text, those are all very, very different. By middle school, students do need to be exposed to such things, deeper content, more vocabulary, you know, complex sentence structures. I've been in Maui for 11 years at this point, and I tend to get students from certain schools in general as support, as, you know, homeschool support as well. But what I'm finding when I see the type of work that comes through the grades from different schools, there is definitely a different level of curriculum of material. And there's one school in particular that I don't see a lot of gaps, because the material that is given to kids across the curriculum from kindergarten through high school in general is deep enough and structured well. And I don't tend to see as many problems. Some kids that I do get from there, it's more of a problem with the workload, keeping up with the workload, not so much gaps in knowledge, but like, how do I make sure I'm being, you know, a responsible middle school student and getting all my assignments turned in on time and studying for the tests that I need to study for? But really the gaps in understanding, because the curriculum that I've seen come through is relatively well written, the structure of the expectation of that school in general, kids are not struggling. It seems like when kids go to that school in particular, they start early and then they are just, you know, in that container through their high school progression. So we're just talking a lot about reading text and grade level text and making sure that it is hard enough, deep enough, rich enough for the grade level that we're at. If we have kids who are in upper elementary and they're reading really, really simple books, that's going to be a problem. If we have middle school students, you know, reading more of that like fifth grade, fourth grade level, then they're having trouble getting into their age range, into their peer dynamic of what content they're going to see across the board, not just in literature, but also in history, in the textbook of science, the textbook of math. Like, the language across the board gets deeper, and the way the curriculum is done, it's spiraled. So we'll get exposed to one thing, but it'll come back around a little deeper, a little bit more complex later on. And just like reading and literature and writing in math, if a child is still weak in their mental math, in their math facts, in their number sense, in the upper elementary years, they're going to be struggling with the content level and the pace of the class as they move through their academic path, because the mental math, the competence is just not there. So yes, we can give kids positive lenses and help them process better through that balance, but competence and knowing the material and knowing the core subjects and having a solid foundation is a must, is necessary to create confidence and to be a competent student. With some things, there are just not any shortcuts in the foundation skills and the foundational years. I will argue that a kid should be reading grade level text for 20 minutes a day, 5 days a week. That's just, you know, progressive. They're going to almost get 2 hours a week of some kind of text that they are just absorbing. And yes, it could be something fun, something that they're interested, but should be within the range of what they should be reading. You can always look Google literature and what grade level just to get a sense of the wording, a sense of the complexity of the sentence structures that they should be exposed to. Kids need the practice of basic math facts, adding, subtracting, multi-digit numbers, carrying and regrouping. Their basic multiplication facts and division to have a solid foundation to succeed in anything beyond basic arithmetic. I will say that sometimes kids just haven't put in the necessary hours to become proficient in these things. So, you know, confidence does come from skills as well, having the skills, knowing what you're talking about, understanding fully. But ultimately, with enough practice, kids really do get these skills in place. So parents, I would, as a form of advice, I would say, don't be afraid to take the time, the extra time to fill in the basic concepts that are not solid for your child. The math facts, the mental math, number sense in general for the four major operations, addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, and to make sure that they are reading at grade level. Take a look at an example of a grade level book and, you know, say like, oh, this is what you're doing for homework. This is what you're doing on your own. Let's see if we can, you know, get you closer to that level. And then are they writing at grade level, practicing to address their specific mistakes? I actually talk about the quickest way to progress writing in another Creating Confident Learners episode. It's called The Writing Progression. In that episode, I go deeper into how to get from point A to point B in a way, especially for those upper elementary school kids, sixth grade, seventh grade, you know, where their writing is not to, up to grade level. This is the three-step process that helps them get from point A to point B a little bit quicker. And then just in general, concepts from school that they're working on, you know, can they keep track of their assignments, turn them in on time, complete them fully, both in class and as homework? These are all academic skills, being organized. There is also the language of the discipline. Take math, for example. We can't even begin to talk about concepts if your child doesn't know the terms. Let's talk about fractions. Do they know what a numerator is, what a denominator is, improper fraction, a mixed number, and on and on and on, right? They have to know that. So ultimately, competence in the core curriculum and having the necessary skills, taking the time to learn the necessary skills if they need to be successful, is the ultimate confidence boost, right? Being confident, knowing what you know, what you don't know, but also, you know, getting to the level that is proficient is going to create confidence. And when we help kids get there by teaching to what they need and checking in that they can reteach it, explain for themselves back to you, that's a key. We help them gain the self-confidence that they need to be that confident lifelong learner. Be sure to sign up for the Foundation Course. This course is here to support you. It teaches the exact foundational tools I have used with students to ease anxiety and help raise confidence and self-esteem so that they can succeed in all areas of their lives, including academics. It's available as a one-time purchase or as an ongoing monthly subscription with extra group support and monthly live stream. Be sure to sign up for the newsletter to stay in contact. Keep up with the Creating Confident Learners community on Instagram and Facebook at Creating Confident Learners. Have a blessed day and aloha.